latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The unassigned councillor of Orihuela, Asuncion Mayoral, has announced her resignation from the council, formally presenting the resignation at the monthly plenary session today. Having joined the government as part of the CLR Claro coalition in the elections of 2011, Mayoral was ejected from her group in January of 2013. Although the political situation of Orihuela has seen countless changes during this administration, with just months to go before the next elections, the future of Orihuela will once again be in the hands of the voters. Having also supported the expulsion of Bob Houlistan in the past when working with the group led by Pedro Mancebo and Juan Ignacio López Bass, Mayoral publicly apologised for her part in his downfall, saying, "I have apologised to Houlistan privately and now do it in public." Adding that having first trusted the opinions of her two political partners, time has demonstrated that Houlistan only wanted to carry out legitimate interests. Mayoral had recently tabled an anti-corruption motion in the Orihuela plenary, which was bypassed through the overall majority of the PP with the support of CLR, who proposed an alternative motion, far detached from the intention to denounce corruption in politics, as Mayoral wanted to ensure that anybody who's charged in a corruption-based case, irrespective of their political affiliation, should not present themselves for election in an attempt to try and clean up the image of politics. As her resignation becomes official, the next in line on the electoral list will replace her in the government role, that person being CLR Claro No. 4, Trinidad Vidal. Coming in second place, just behind the joint winners of the provincial capitals of Valencia and Alicante, Orihuela is the second city of the community of Valencia with the largest number of companies who have earned the Distinctive Quality of Tourism Award presented by Tour España. Orihuela can boast as having a total of 39 companies or services from the tourism sector who have been awarded with the distinction, with Alicante and Valencia both having 43, despite being a considerably larger size both geographically and in terms of the number of operating companies, as awarded by the Tour España Distinction Committee, the official agency of the Ministry of Industry and Tourism. Benidorm, Torrevieja, Peñascola, Oropesa del Mar, Gandia and Benicassim has also seen companies granted the award, which reflects their commitment to ensuring standards of quality are implemented and maintained to ensure consistency within the tourist sector through customer service and attention to detail. Five beaches of the Orihuela Costa have been recognised with a standard under the Sistema de Calidad Turística de Destinos, or SICTID, along with five restaurants and catering companies, eight museums or cultural centres, two cafe bars, two hostels and two tourist information offices, amongst others. January will see the registration period open for companies who wish to register their interest in achieving the award next year, with applications open to all companies within the sector. As Orihuela is becoming a firm benchmark for standards in quality in tourism, it could only lead to an improvement of services to the consumer and a higher profile of the municipality within the tourist field that others must now achieve in order to reach the setting standards. For more details on these stories and many more besides, visit the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.